Yeah, so the event is it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the Wegmans at 651 Dick Road. You can bring any prescription drugs to the location. They just ask no liquids and no needles of any kind either. But yeah, the event's 4 hours. You just bring your prescription drugs by, and they'll package them up for you, and that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all you have to do there.
How important is it for people to bring unwanted or expired prescription drugs to such a drop-off facility?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important, right? You don't want to have those things laying around your house or, you know, creating a danger to somebody else if they get in the wrong hands or whatever. So, yeah, very important to drop off the expired prescription drugs.
And how helpful have these programs been to help keep prescription drugs out of the wrong hands?
Yeah, they've definitely proven to be helpful. The events are usually pretty successful. I know I've worked a few of them in the past, and yeah, we've had quite a few people bring the prescription drugs. And I think the biggest thing is a lot of people don't know about it ahead of time. But if they, you know, people always tell us if they knew about it ahead of time, they definitely bring a lot more to us. But you know, at that time, you know, sometimes they'll come back or whatever. But yeah, it's definitely been very helpful.
And again, the types of drugs, any type of prescription drugs will be accepted?
Yes, yeah, just no liquids.
And about how many, as far as like maybe a weight, a total of prescription drugs have you collected over the years through this program?
Like I said, I've done it a few times in the past. I know usually we have anywhere between 8 and 10 boxes that usually weigh about maybe 25 to 35 pounds each, I would say. And then we drop them off at the DEA location that we have set up.